Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, January 10th. A cyclist has died in a collision with a vehicle in Thornbury. Collingwood and the Blue Mountains OPP say just after 7 Thursday night, police and Grey County paramedics responded to Highway 26 between the 11th and 10th lines. They say a 59-year-old was confirmed dead by a doctor at Meaford Hospital. OPP say the driver of the vehicle has been cooperative with police during their investigation. A section of Highway 26 was closed for several hours. It has now reopened. OPP are asking anyone who was in the area during the time of the collision or has any information, dash cam or surveillance footage that may help police to call Collingwood OPP or Crime Stoppers. Bruce County Council has approved its 2025 budget. It will have a tax levy increase of 4.9%, which is below what council had directed at previous discussions. CAO Christine McDonald.
We took that to heart and we made sure that we came back actually a little bit lower than the 5% because we were able to do that. But the list of items that we worked through, there were some reductions from the new areas and the new staffing.
The tax levy increase works out to an average of $59 per household. You can buy a brick in support of the new Aquatic and Wellness Center in Port Elgin. It's the latest in the Just Add Water campaign that is raising money for the new pool and gym. Bricks start at $250, and the bigger the brick or dedication on it, the more you donate. The commemorative bricks can be used to honor someone special, give as a gift, celebrate a special date, or recognize your family or company. You can find more at justaddwaternow.ca. The skating trail at McGregor Point Provincial Park, south of Port Elgin, is now open. The 400-meter skating trail winds its way through a wooded area and it has lighting at night. The park recommends purchasing a 2-hour vehicle permit for the skating parking lot in advance. You can find a link to do that in our story on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Meanwhile, the park says the skating rink, which is a different ice pad, is not yet open. The federal Liberals have tightened and approved their nomination process rules. Party members will now have to be citizens or permanent residents, a change that aims to make it harder for foreign countries to interfere with nominations. There is now a $350,000 entry fee for candidates, up from $75,000, and they have to declare their intention to run by January 23rd. The Liberals plan to announce a new leader, who will also be Prime Minister, to replace outgoing Justin Trudeau on March 9th. At least 10 people have now died in the LA wildfires. 5 fires are burning. Strong Santa Ana winds and dry conditions are fueling the flames. It's estimated about 10,000 structures have so far been destroyed. Taking a look at business news, markets look poised to open down today. The Dow Jones is down 76 points in pre-market. The Toronto Stock Exchange opens at 25,073 after going up 21 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 69.4 U.S. cents, down 0.07 of a cent, and the price of oil is $75.68, up $1.76 a barrel. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs lost for the first time in 2025. They were up 2-0, but Carolina came back for a 6-3 victory. Pittsburgh beat Edmonton. Sidney Crosby at 3 points and now is the 9th most points all time. Buffalo blanked Ottawa. Dallas extended its winning streak to 6 games with a win against Philadelphia. Notre Dame is off to the College Football National Championship. The Fighting Irish won the Orange Bowl with a thrilling 27-24 win against Penn State. A late interception set up the winning field goal. Notre Dame's opponent will be determined tonight when Texas plays Ohio State. The NFL announced that due to the wildfires in L.A., Monday's playoff game between the Rams and Vikings will be played in Arizona. The Raptors had a tough draw in Cleveland against the NBA's best, and it went as expected. Cavaliers won their 12th straight. And the Blue Jays came to terms with all of their arbitration-eligible players, including Vladimir Guerrero. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack have a road game against the Sarnia Sting. They'll try for back-to-back wins after beating the Barrie Colts 5-2 earlier this week. You can hear the battle between the Attack and Sting live on Kia of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Checking the forecast, there's a snow squall watch for the Bruce Peninsula for today and tonight. Cloudy with some snow this afternoon, 40-kilometer wind gusts, minus 5, the wind chill minus 12, 5 centimeters of snow tonight, the temperature steady around minus 6, flurries Saturday, a high of 0, flurries on Sunday and a high of minus 2. Right now it is minus 3, feeling like minus 5 in Tobermory, minus 12 in Walkerton, and it's minus 10, feeling like minus 18 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.